The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. My name's Joy, and I do a radio show on Way FM. You can listen anytime through the Way FM app or at wayfm.com. In today's podcast, you're going to hear a recap of some conversations we did live on the air. You might even decide to stop washing your hair. It's called the No Poo Movement. It makes sense why people are doing it, but I'm definitely not on board yet. In the middle of the podcast, you're going to hear some audio from my son that was sent to me by his daycare that had me in tears. And at the end of the podcast, discover the worst thing that can happen to a sentimental hoarder. Happened to me during the show yesterday. I'm Joy, along with producer Tom, and we probably should stop washing our hair.
Yeah, well, I think I should have stopped maybe 5 years ago, because there's this guy that he hasn't washed his hair for 6 years. And he says the reason is because he was starting to lose his hair. As he was running his hands through his hair, it was getting all over his hands.
And I am constantly doing that, even during the show, and I pull out so much hair.
Well, maybe you should stop washing your hair. This guy for 6 years, and he says it's thicker, and it's like beautiful hair.
Even if it's beautiful, here's my concern. It's not thicker because there's more hair. It's thicker because that's dirt. Some things just break your heart, and there is only one place I would rather be than here in the studio hanging out with you every afternoon, and that is playing with my kid. And he's at daycare so that I can do this job that I absolutely love, and they send us videos and pictures so we don't miss them too much. And this is the video they just sent me.
Mommy? Mommy? Mommy's at work.
My son asking for me. They thought it was cute. They said, oh, he's talking about you. As tears rolled down my face, I said, I'm gonna bring him to work with me from now on. I haven't asked my boss, so if we go off the air, it's not my fault, it's his. Typically, you buy stuff used so you can get a super good deal on it.
Yeah, well, today my wife thought she was doing me a favor. So she follows this celebrity trainer on Instagram, and one of her clients, who's a celebrity, I guess, was selling this piece of gym equipment. And
oh, you're super into gym equipment.
Oh, I'm building up my garage gym, Joy. So
he's not like us. He works out like every day.
I do. Monday through Friday. I take the weekend off. Either way, Jessica reached out. You know, she's a celebrity trainer. What are the odds she's going to reply back? She's like, hey, I'm interested in that gym equipment.
Yeah.
So she gets back and she's like, oh, it's $8,000 and you're on a list.
$8,000. For something that's just probably some pulleys and stuff. That's ridiculous.
It's like a cage. It's got pulleys. It's got a seat with a little bench. It looked cool. It looked expensive. But $8,000. So Jessica is like, hey, if everyone else falls through, you let me know. 10 minutes later.
She's got some rich blood.
10 minutes later, she writes back. She's like, hey, it's yours if you want.
I'm sorry. Do you own an $8,000 piece of equipment?
No.
Like, oh, as far as you know. Hopefully she's not buying it right now. She probably just wants to meet the trainer.
My birthday is next month.
Oh,
no. Either way, it turns out that it's a piece of gym equipment from the heartthrob from like Florida Georgia Line.
I don't even know who that is. But
me neither.
The idea that someone would pay $8,000 to sit where someone famous sweated. I think we're really missing out on something here. There's famous people at Way FM all the time.
Yeah.
I think maybe we should be taking their water bottles.
It's creepy, Joy.
It's creepy, but we got kids to send to college. A marriage expert said it's good to ask your husband how you can pray for him. So I texted mine, and he still hasn't answered. So I'm going to pray he answers soon. Hey, it's Joy. Just taking a quick break from this podcast to tell you about our incredible sponsors. There are times you just need help. A few weeks ago, my son was super sick and he gave the virus to my husband. I was the last woman standing and I was struggling to take care of my family and my home and my job. And if it wasn't for my in-laws, I do not know what I would have done. I made an emergency call to my mother-in-law and she started helping immediately. And that is where family comes in. I think that's why I'm so excited for our podcast sponsors, United Faith Mortgage, because they are a faith and family team. It's run by a father and son, John and Ryan. They've been through a lot together, and they are going to make sure that you are well taken care of. They treat you like family by giving you their direct lender advantage. That just means there's no middleman. When you refinance your home, it could get you a better rate, could save you monthly and lifelong money. So if you're ready to refinance your home, go with someone you can trust. Go to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Midland, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
If someone asked you as a kid what you wanted to be when you grew up, you probably had an answer ready. But kids who live in poverty, I've seen firsthand, they can't answer that question. It's because they are so concerned with surviving the here and now, finding their next meal, that they can't even think about tomorrow, much less dream for the future. And that's where our podcast sponsor, Food for the Hungry, comes in. They've created a program called the Chicken of the Month Club. And for just $28 a month, you can provide 2 chickens to a different vulnerable family every single month. Here's the best part about those chickens. It's a source of protein through the eggs, and it always improves the nutrition of the kids. They get stronger and healthier, but they also create additional income for the families. So like this family in the Dominican Republic, the mom's name is Noella. They started to sell some of the eggs in the community. And she said, now I feel like our family can set goals for the future. We actually don't have to live moment to moment, meal to meal. We have a self-sustaining job because of these chickens. If you want to be a part, all you got to do is text the word flock, F-L-O-C-K, to 91979. Click the link in the show notes or go to fh.org/joy. There are so many moments in our lives that you want to be special and memorable, but they come and go. And there's a big day in producer Tom's life tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow is my son Nash. He's my baby. I got 4 kids. So this is my baby boy's first birthday. And I want to make it so memorable because, look, I got 4 kids. And I feel like with Nash, my baby, this is going to be the last first birthday I celebrate, you know, being a father.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, so I just want to make it memorable.
And the thing is, you'll probably have a smash cake and a party and the whole thing. But I find for myself often, at the end of the day, I'm like, man, it went by too quick. And so if you've done anything on a special day, like an anniversary or a wedding that you felt like really helped you to cherish it, we would love to hear that right now. I actually think it would help producer Tom tomorrow as you're like celebrating that sweet boy.
So what is your suggestion for making the day memorable?
I have been keeping journals for my daughter ever since she was born, and I'm a single mom, so it's now she's 12 years old, and we're going back and reading everything, and I'm seeing all the struggles I went through now, but I always made sure to document, you know, her birthday parties and what we did.
I think that's a great idea with the journals. That's awesome.
You could start the journal now, but then your other 3 kids are going to be like, Dad!
Why didn't you do that for me? He doesn't love me! Not true!
Uh-oh. Unexpected stress is the last thing you need in your day, but I just experienced some. Producer Tom and I share an office, and he can attest to how much stuff I have, and they just told me they sold my desk. They sold it so fast, it has to be gone in the next few hours and empty.
You got to clean it out. And, you know, Joy, you've been here since, like, Jesus, so, you know, you have so much stuff on that desk.
Jesus just existed. And I'm such a hoarder at heart. I've gotten better. But Tom saw me the other day. They were even talking about getting me a new desk, so I tried to clean it out, and I got so overwhelmed, I quit. And now I have no choice. I just peeked out the studio. My stuff is leaking out like ooze all over the common area, and I don't want to go see it.
You got to get it done in like 2 hours at this point.
Tom, I think I need to share some of your desk space. You got some to spare?
Yes.
It is a lot of work to take care of a pet. Producer Tom is a dog that I just discovered he's not taking care of.
Don't share that, Joy. They're going to take the dog away from me.
No, I'm sure he's loved, but apparently his hair has not been cut.
Yeah, so he's a golden doodle. And the best thing about him is, you know, hypoallergenic. So if you have allergies or whatever, and he doesn't shed, but his hair grows. And we're in a new place. and we don't know any good groomers. So at this point, Charlie can't see. His name is Charlie. His eyes are just covered with hair, and it's getting so bad that he's running into, like, my son Nash, who just learned to walk. And he's, like, knocking him down, but he's not doing it on purpose.
Okay, you need a dog scrunchie. I don't know if that's a thing, but he needs a little pony in the front. Or you're just going to have to take matters into your own hands. I don't know where any groomers are around here.
I have no idea if he'll stay still. I mean, it'll be like your son trying to cut the hair. He's just going to move.
This is not a good recommendation, but I did cut my son's hair in his sleep, and I need to know if you think you could do that.
With my dog?
Yes!
He's going to be in a deep sleep.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.